Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car once again, this time driving home from Mackey Arena following Purdue's 69-40 Big Ten ACC Challenge win over fifth-ranked and defending national champion Virginia. It should take me about 12 minutes to get home, so we will try to cut about an 11.5-minute podcast here as we get back to the homestead. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. So we'll get right down to it. Obviously, one of the storylines of this Purdue-Virginia game coming in was, you know, the rematch from last year's memorable, some might say epic, NCAA tournament game between these two teams, which obviously Virginia won in overtime in most improbable and, again, memorable fashion. But the reality was these are two wholly different teams, and that's especially true of Virginia, which, you know, had that group together for a long time in Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, DeAndre Hunter, Jack Salt, etc., and made up some of college basketball's best teams. This team, you know, is kind of a shell of its former self from a personnel standpoint. Probably ranked fifth in the country by benefit of the doubt more than anything. To be honest with you, I'll be interested to see how their season plays out because they don't look like a top 10 caliber team to me. Tony Bennett is an unbelievable coach. Obviously, his system has worked no matter who's been part of it. They will go on to have a great season. So when I say that, you know, Purdue's or Virginia is not a top 5 caliber team right now, I'm not saying that to diminish what Purdue just did. I'm just adding some context here. Virginia is absolutely positively going to be a really high-quality win for Purdue. This is an NCAA tournament team at worst with Virginia. This is a clear-cut quad one, quality one. Quality. It's hard to say quad one and quality back-to-back. This is a clear quad one, quality victory for the Boilermakers who are building, you know, hoping they're building an NCAA tournament resume here and now have two likely quad wins, quad one wins to show for their non-conference season thus far, plus the bump that should come from, you know, playing a pretty challenging schedule to this point. But this game kind of served not only as catharsis for the NCAA tournament loss last year to whoever may have felt that way, but also maybe a little bit of Purdue's offensive awakening a little bit. A lot of things that have been sort of a painful process for Purdue thus far at the offensive end of the floor got well real quick against Virginia. Obviously, college basketball's kind of standard bearer for defense. So anytime you do this against Virginia, it's especially meaningful. But, you know, what's funny about basketball is, you know, when you make shots, everything's great. And when you don't, everything's bad. And, you know, Matt Painter tinkered with his starting five a little bit to try to get his team going offensively. A little bit, swapping in Sasha Stefanovic for Nojel Eastern to add some shooting punch. Took out some shooting punch in Aaron Wheeler to sub in Trayvon Williams to go bigger in the front court. And Sasha Stefanovic made a bunch of shots and really posted a special performance. He was kind of that guy that sometimes you need to win big time games like this. I'm really struggling to speak right now. I apologize. Anyway, Sasha Stefanovic, let's keep on with the tongue twisters here. Sasha Stefanovic was special. Say that 10 times fast. Sasha Stefanovic was special. Sasha Stefanovic was special. Anyway, Sasha Stefanovic was special in this game, and he was sort of that guy that sometimes you need to propel you in big-time games and big-time environments like this. And it felt like, you know, once he started making jumpers, everybody started making jumpers. And suddenly this Purdue team that hasn't been a great jump shooting team was suddenly the best jump shooting team in college basketball for about 30 to 40 minutes of basketball. So the offense really came alive. Whether that was an enduring reality for Purdue or whether that was just simply Purdue making shots in its home floor, we have no idea. But Matt Painter did take some risk here lineups-wise because in terms of fivesomes, Trayvon Williams at the four and Sasha Stefanovic subbing in for one of the preeminent defenders in college basketball on the perimeter, Nojel Eastern, really is a net loss from a personnel perspective that Purdue just flat out got away with. And it worked. It really worked because it galvanized their offense. But what I mean by they got away with it is a couple more defensive breakdowns early in this game, the way this game figured to play out, the way it didn't play out when all was said and done was, and every point could have mattered in this game. The way Virginia plays basketball, the way Purdue has been playing basketball this season, this figured to be a low-scoring, low-possession type of game. So kind of rolling to start the game without your best defensive lineup out there was a little bit of a risk. That said, it goes both ways, and not having your best offensive lineup out there, too, could have made a difference as well. But I'm just harping on the defensive part of it right now because every breakdown could have mattered. And early in this game, you know, Virginia started off by its big men making jump shots over Purdue's big men. And that's where kind of the matchup trade-off lies when you have two big people out there playing next to each other. But, you know, Purdue just shot Virginia out of the gym, you know, to start with, and then played really good defense thereafter. And it was really a moot point after that. So Matt Painter gets a lot of credit for this one in terms of making a bold move to try to spark his team, and that spark actually materializing. Purdue is playing really good defense right now. Purdue is rebounding really well. This is a Virginia team with real offensive limitations, just like Florida State and VCU both had real offensive limitations. But Purdue gave itself a chance in Florida. Remember, it was one possession away from winning that event. And obviously blew Virginia's doors off in large part because they've been really, really good defensively. And, you know, that wasn't Purdue's best defensive lineup to start this game. It didn't matter because Purdue defended really well. Whoever was in there, whoever they were facing, Purdue defended really well. Purdue is doing a really nice job at that end of the floor, really nice job on the glass. And if this game serves as its kind of jumping off point offensively, or at least this becomes something closer to its normal than what you've seen thus far, a team that's turned the ball over too much, a team that struggled to make shots, etc., then, you know, Purdue might really be on to something here just as Big Ten play starts up. You know, Purdue's got a pretty favorable draw here to start Big Ten play with Northwestern coming to Mackey Arena and then Purdue going to Nebraska, two teams that are, you know, have some real limitations. Nebraska's obviously really struggled. Northwestern somehow beating some good people. I don't know how, but those teams both have real limitations. Minnesota is the next Big Ten team up when things resume in January. So Purdue's got an opportunity here, if it keeps getting better, you know, to start 3-0 in the Big Ten. But also there's still a big non-conference game coming with Butler here in a couple weeks as well. So, you know, Purdue hoped that VCU and Florida State style of play represented simply a kind of a blip on the radar for their offensive development, their offensive improvement. And tonight certainly validated that hope, that feeling, because they were really good offensively, they were really good defensively, and this was just a really overwhelming performance by Purdue in a really big game on a really big stage. And Purdue strikes a blow for the Big Ten and the Big Ten ACC Challenge, gets a really big win for its NCAA tournament resume, and gave everybody a really memorable night in Mackey Arena. So I'm just about home. That's what I got from Purdue, Virginia. This has been your Golden Bike Radio Express post-game podcast, brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, the East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you again on Sunday after Purdue's Big Ten opener against Northwestern. If you go to goldenblack.com tonight, there's full coverage, post-game video, and analysis from Purdue's 69-40 win over number 5 Virginia. Take care, everybody.